You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Today is the 25th of July and you're listening to An Evening Walk Down Dalal Street. My name is Brian.
An Evening Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
On expected lines, markets remained volatile on the July CDS expiry day. The Nifty 50 fell by about 5% in July CDS, its worst since October 2018. The Nifty Midcap and Nifty Bank fall in July CDS, biggest in 10 months. On Thursday, Indian markets fell for the sixth straight day in a row to close with marginal losses. The Nifty 50 failed to hold on to 11,300, which it reclaimed in intraday trade, while the S&P BSE Sensex took a U-turn after surpassing 38,000 in trade. The final tally on Dalal Street, the S&P BSE Sensex fell 16 points to 37,830, while the Nifty 50 closed 19 points down at 11,252. In terms of sectors, buying was seen in healthcare, IT, consumer and banks, while selling was seen in energy, oil and gas, metals and capital goods. Markets remain volatile as traders rolled over bets from July CDS to August CDS, while muted results from top Nifty 50 names weighed on sentiment. Umesh Mehta, head of research at Samco Securities, told Money Control, Indian markets continued to fall for the sixth straight day as weaknesses prevail in the ongoing earnings season. The Bajaj twins Finserv and Finance tanked the most with over 4% decline. He also said Bajaj Finance, a leader in the housing finance space, faced flak from the street due to higher provisioning and red flags raised in the digital and two-wheeler loans as well as low disbursements. Top Nifty losers include Tata Motors down 4.6%, Bajaj Finserv down 4.01%, Bajaj Finance down 4% and CIL down 3.6%. Shares of Cipla rose 3% after its US subsidiary acquired worldwide rights, excluding Greater China, of key anti-infective drug Zemdri. Shriram Transport Finance Corporation shares added 6% as Morgan Stanley remained positive on the stock. Its June quarter earnings beat analyst expectations despite slowdown and election period. Share price of Canara Bank shed nearly 4% as research house Morgan Stanley remained underweight on stock with a target of ₹220 per share. Kaplan Point Laboratories surged 10% after the company received the Establishment Inspection Report EIR from US FDA. McNally Bharat Engineering shares rose 4% after the company won an order worth 46.7 crore. And in global news, European markets are trading marginally higher on Thursday ahead of expectations of rate cut from the European Central Bank or ECB. Most of Asian markets closed higher, with Shanghai Composite rising 0.48% at 2,937.36, Hang Seng was up 0.25% at 28,594.3, Nikkei rose 0.22% at 21,756.55, while Kospi shed 0.38% at 2,074.48.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.